Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great show we have for you today. I'm calling from the sunny, let's just call it, paradise of Western Central, Central, Western, whatever it is, New Jersey. Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Pat Show. Hello, Mr. Benny. How are you today?
Doing well.
Awesome. Awesome. I had an extraordinary experience when I got on the plane yesterday, Benny, and I guess I have flown 100 times out of SeaTac, right, and have gotten on the plane, but I have never had the experience I had yesterday. The sky was so clear that once we got up, and you know how you drive by Mount Rainier, sometimes you fly by Mount Rainier sometimes, and you could see Mount Rainier, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't pretty much see the other volcano, the other volcanoes in the background. Yesterday, all four of them were visible. I had never seen anything like that.
Did you sneak a picture?
You know, I tried to sneak a picture, but they were sneaking and telling me that you needed to shut your phone off.
Good call.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to do that, Benny, but, you know, I got snagged right
yep.
there.
Well, they're good about that. And, you know, like we were talking about the previous hour with Dougal's show, I was caught. And, you know, it's a good thing because they protect us and, you know, they do their job thoroughly up there.
They do their job thoroughly. And I was actually sitting next to a Coast Guard gentleman who reminded me of the cell phone issue.
Ah.
Yeah. And there you go. Well, I gave it my best, but it was so beautiful. I had never really seen that in all the flights that I've taken out of SeaTac. It was incredible. You know, and incredible. You talk about traveling and talk about flying. You know, my very special guest today, Dr. Friedemann Chow and Danielle Rama Hoffman, they're going to be joining us here. I don't know how they're able to do it now, coming off of an incredible transformative trip, a sacred travel to Egypt. But today's show is to talk about this transformative, this transformational power. You know, last week, I believe it was, Benny, I had Dr. Schaub had emailed me, and I was able to read his beautiful, beautiful message to all of the listeners. You know, today he's joining me, and I'll just tell you all a little bit about him if you're not familiar with who he is. But, you know, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It's a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He has over 15-plus years of practice and research, and his story is quite phenomenal. You know, somebody that stood up for what he believed in, walked away from the career that everybody thought he was going to have, and created an amazing platform to help people heal using NLP, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and much more. And so, you know, we have him now joining us with the amazing Danielle Rama Hoffman. And you know what? I could read this bio, but I'll tell you what. This is somebody that was born into this world as an energy intuitive, a healer, a teacher. She has been gifted with insight that has enabled her to help people create shifts emotionally, beliefs, physically, breakthrough disease, and her passion for that energy and that growth led her to the mysteries of ancient Egypt. You know, she and Dr. Shao, they travel Egypt. They have extraordinary, transformative experiences with the people they bring. Usually their trips have a waiting list, and I believe that's the case. But today, we get to talk with them about what this power is about. And more importantly, we get to talk with them about what their gift and message is to the world. Thank you both for joining us here today. Dr. Schaub, Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you know, let's start with a conversation about Egypt and what has drawn each of you to Egypt, because you're now back from Egypt. First, let me ask you, each of you, how was it to come back from Egypt and then integrate back into the day-to-dayness of your lives? Friedman,
well,
you want to go?
Yeah. Well, I would say, you know, always a little challenging to come back from Egypt, because it's such a different energy and a different vibration when you are in Egypt. So you definitely, you have to handle yourself with care, and you have to take your time to reintegrate. And but this time, we didn't really have a lot of time and a lot of space to do this, because we have basically hit the ground running right away. The end of the year is coming. A lot of things needed to get done, and we are also off for the holidays to go to Danielle's family in Florida. So there is not a lot of time to integrate. So you have to do this while you're sleeping, or, you know, in the times when you're meditating, but the rest. But see, that's the beauty about having a transformational experience. You still approach the day-to-day things differently. So you're never the same person as you are, you know, before you start on this trip. And this is actually a quote of one of our recent travelers, who was just this wonderful man, who, you know, a lawyer, very much, you know, clear about, you know, his thoughts, and he experienced this trip, and at the end just had to say, you know, I'm never good about, you know, these 1 to 10 experiences. You know, people's asking him, so on a 1 to 10 scale, how was his trip? And he said, you know, this was just way beyond any charts. And he felt that there is just a different person returning home, and that's what we experience every time we do that. So even though the transition may be a little bit different, you still see the world through different eyes, and that's always wonderful to experience.
You know, it's wonderful to experience, and you're absolutely right. I mean, there's so much that has to do with how we plug into the world, don't plug into the world, some of the many, many things we do. Danielle, what was this like for you?
Well, the trip was extraordinary. It was our 10th time being there, and is always such a personal expansion experience, and this time seemed to be quantum exponential to the 10th, 100th degree in terms of the personal transformation that I felt, and also just witnessed in the people there, being there during this extraordinary time in Egypt's history as well. And so I think for me coming home, it's really fun to see, well, how am I different, and to unpack the journey, because it does unpack for quite a while. So I feel a little bit like I'm still floating on this magic carpet ride, and it's really fun to be able to share that energy with the listeners and all the people that we are interacting with. I don't think it's an accident that our schedules are overflowing with just coming off of such an incredible journey.
Well, you know, look, this is kind of incredible in itself. I want to take a minute here before we go to break, and I would love each of you to describe what today's show is about. And I know, Danielle, there are people out there that perhaps even want to connect with you. But, you know, Friedman, let's walk us through what today's show is about and what the message is going to be for our listeners.
You know, for us, it's important. There are different, you know, aspects to it. But one of the things that I believe when you are going through a transformation is important, that you're sharing it with the world, that you're sharing it with the people whose life you're able to touch, who are able to listen to you. And so the messages and the insights we gained in Egypt are definitely transferable to the day-to-day life here in, you know, in your normal, you know, world. And so we want to just share some of the things we learned, and also share what you each individually can do to accelerate your personal growth and your transformation. Because, you know, in the end, this journey is a microcosm, And it's certainly in many ways an incubation chamber for transformation. But any transformation is only as valuable as you actually can able to spread it throughout your entire life. And so that's something we want to share with and help people to also start with their journey into their inner temple right
well,
now.
It's really interesting because Madeline did a show last Friday, and I was joking with her. Benny and I came into the studio. So this is going to be a great, great conversation. I came into the studio, and I was talking to Madeline because my birthday was on the 11th. And on the 10th, we had this amazing eclipse, apparently. And I remember asking Madeline, and Danielle, I think you can relate to this. I remember saying to Madeline, wow, is this like a double whammy for me since, you know, my birthday is the 11th, you know, this eclipse and the last two eclipses have been under the sign of Sagittarius. You know, what does this mean from your perspective? We didn't actually share this live on air. And I said, because, you know, this has been the most incredible December and birthday I've ever had. The energy is expansive. Everybody on the team is just in a complete state of bliss. So here's what she said to me. She said to me, you know, the way that the eclipse works is out of the blue, all of a sudden it's there and it's like, bam. And I thought, okay, what does she mean? And so, I didn't know until I'm driving along very quietly on Sandpoint Way Road and a car pulls out of nowhere, which I didn't even see, and just creams me in the back of my car. And I thought, wow, Madeline, is this what we're talking about? But it is the level of energy and transformation and change and this idea of the unexpected that I want to take that journey with both of you today. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at fasterquickerbetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to fasterbetterquicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Time.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Chaub joining me here today, as well as Danielle Rama Hoffman. Danielle, I want to ask you this question, and I want to go to this place with you, especially in the context of your book, which I would also like you to mention. You know, you have been drawn to Egypt, or as some people say, Egypt has been drawn to you for a lot of reasons that most people don't know how to explain. And I want to ask you, from your perspective, what is it about Egypt? What makes it such a transformational place?
Well, Egypt is, in and of itself, a magical place, a mysterious place, and many people are drawn, and I've seen it again and again and again and again, not just my personal story of how incredible it's been, and the remembering that I've had, and the connection to past lives, and being in the temples, and remembering ceremonies, and remembering places underneath the temples that I've never seen before in this body. That it's not just my experience, that it's more universal than that. That there is this kind of Egypt love bug that people get, and I think that the reason for it on a metaphysical level is that it is a part of us, that it is a sacred remembering that we connect to, and when people go there, it sparks that remembering that we, you know, I think one of the things that's unique about Friedemann and I and the journeys that we take is that we really understand that our role is opening the way and creating an atmosphere or a bridge or a doorway, and yet it's really about each individual's connection to Egypt that they experience when they walk in. And it was also part of why I was so passionate about the book that I've written, The Temples of Light, is being able to bring Egypt to people wherever they are, so they can take this initiatory journey through the book and through the six CD set that also comes with it. And so Egypt can come to them. And that's part of the purpose of us having this show, is being able to bring that spark of remembering that exists within them to the forefront.
Do you believe that there is a special energy? I mean, I'm always fascinated, and Friedemann, why don't you answer this? I'm always fascinated when I see pictures of the temples, of the pyramids, of other things. I'm always fascinated by, you know, not just the majestic stature of them, but the precision of them. And to this day, we still often wonder how they actually got there. You know, Friedemann, for you, you have been... You've been on tour now several times, and you've been back there, and you've brought people back there. How has each of the visits changed and transformed you? For example, this last visit, how has this changed you?
Well, you know, to answer tie back in what you just said about the precision, it was very interesting. We had actually an engineer on our tour who came with his wife, and you know, he came mainly with his wife because, you know, she was so fascinated and he tagged along. But obviously, once you're in Egypt, you cannot escape the magic once you're there. And he was looking at the reliefs of one of the temples. It's a temple in Abydos. It's just a beautiful temple with the original reliefs that are, you know, several thousand years old. And he took a really close look at them, and he said, even as an engineer, he wouldn't be able to work those reliefs with such a precision. The tolerance is just incredible, and he said even the most modern machines would have a hard time to create something like that. And so just seeing that this was almost like a different time, a different dimension when those things were created, I think it's inspirational for people, and for me, when I'm there, I always feel that I remember my own perfection, and there is something about being in Egypt that allows you to open up and unfold to be your fully empowered self, and this is what I have experienced personally, but this is also what the people that come with us experience, that there is just the space to let yourself be yourself and discover that there is so much more to the treasures that you have inside, then you're usually able to express or find or even acknowledge. And this journey for me was very special because right at the beginning, we have this walk around the Sphinx. You know, usually you cannot go to the Sphinx. You can see the Sphinx from the distance, but you're not actually allowed to go between the paws of the Sphinx. And so you have to have special permission, and we always have this special permission to be able to early at sunrise go to the Sphinx. And it's kind of the first step of this journey. And while we were there and while we were walking around the Sphinx and doing this meditation and ceremony, there was a time where all of a sudden felt a shift internally. It almost felt like as if I was tapping into a timeless time, a sense of eternity. And I felt a very close connection to a past where I was an Egyptian priest. And it was something that I didn't really have as strongly experienced before. And when it hits you, you know, like you said, with this car accident, when it hits you, it hits you, and you don't see it coming. It's all of a sudden there. But, you know, in this case, it remained with me, and it certainly shifted a sense of self in a direction that I didn't see coming, but it feels incredibly good. And so that's one of those things you cannot plan, you cannot prepare yourself, but you can be sure that it's going to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is really why I love talking with both of you, especially when you come back, you know, from Egypt. We actually have something very special planned for the show today. I just want to make sure that everybody knows later on in the final segment of the show, the very special meditation that we're going to be doing. And I just want everybody to know about that. Danielle, you know, this two question for you is, how have you changed? I mean, how is this trip different for you? Because I know there are so many people that really thought long and hard, do we go to Egypt? Do we not go to Egypt? You know, what was going through your mind?
Well, what was going through my mind was that I was so delighted to be in Egypt during this time and felt like it was such a blessing to be there. And it's also one of the reasons that we wanted to talk about how our time was, because I know that on the news there was a lot of focus on the unrest that was happening in Tahrir Square, and that when people would hear we were going, are you crazy? What are you doing? What are you thinking? And yet from going and knowing the people and going repeatedly, and our experience of just feeling so incredibly safe, everywhere we went was quiet, and that which is being broadcasted on the news is one tiny area, and the Egyptians are incredibly happy to have tourists be there, to have us be there and welcoming. So that's an important message, I think, for people to hear. And I know on a spiritual level, I just knew we were supposed to be there, and that was how this group approached it. Not one person emailed or called or even really considered not coming. They were just full on, we're here for a purpose, and we're also supporting this shift in consciousness that's being seen in Egypt, which has created a ripple effect around the world. So that was just so incredible and amazing to be a part of. And just reminding me, we did, you know, on the day of their first free election in 30 years, we did a meditation and a blessing for Egypt and the future of Egypt and the Egyptians. And we were sending energy from the sacred site, and each person spoke their prayer for the Egyptians. And right after we finished, these 30 Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, Egyptian Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, like 7 or 8 years old, walked through us. And so smiling, saying hi, it was like the future of Egypt just walking in front of us. So it was such a beautiful synchronicity that happened. And that's what one of the reasons I love Egypt is just the magic is over and over again. Like, we couldn't have planned it any better.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, I love this. Boy, I'm telling you, we're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what some of the transformational and heart-opening steps, what steps can be taken by all of us, even though we haven't been to Egypt. What will Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman share with us when we come back? Some of the things we might do. You know, one of the things folks had asked me, they said, well, Dr. Pat, you know, you said you're not contributing more. What are you launching in 2012? I said, in 2012, we're launching the Epic World Series. It'll be a website. It'll be a forum for people to come. But it is in the spirit of looking at what kinds of things each of us can do when we come back. Get ready for transformational and heart-opening steps that each of you will learn today from Danielle and from Dr. Schaub, even if you have not been in Egypt. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life-clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman joining me here today, sharing their experience, the transformational power of sacred travel to Egypt. And not only sharing their experience, but now bringing back you know, some of the energy and the essence of that ancient wisdom to help all of us transform our own lives as we speak. We're getting ready for a big energy, which has already started. Energy has started actually several years ago. May not be turning out the way some of us thought, but it's definitely a big energy. Danielle is here also. We're going to talk about, you know, what is this manifestation mastery? What is it? What is she doing? Welcome back to the show. Thank you both for joining me here today. Danielle, let's take a minute before we talk about some of these things that folks can do. Let's take a look at what you've created to help people break through, to help people step completely and fully into their true nature and power.
Well, this evening, actually, I am offering a manifestation mastery new prosperity paradigm complimentary teleclass with a good friend and fellow energy intuitive Jenny Miller, and it's about the new prosperity paradigm and how to create time and money and energy and purpose with ease and grace. And as the energies are shifting on the planet, one of the things that I've noticed and have noticed for other people too is really that blending of the spiritual and the material being one, and the importance of that process, and that it is this time to let go of fear and struggle and to really be in that state of alignment and ease and grace. And so we're going to offer an incredible empowerment on the call, and if people are interested and they want to register for that, they can go to my website, which is divinetransmissions.com, and that's D-I-V-I-N-E transmissions.com/ capital M, and then previewcall.html, or they could just email.
Yeah, I think the best way, can people go to divinetransmissions.com? Is there a link on that page for them to?
Yes, they can find it there.
Yeah, let's do that, because I don't want anybody to miss this. If you all go to divinetransmissions.com, there's a link right there for, you know, this call.
Yes.
So, you know, in the spirit of what we've just, you know, been talking about, what are some of the things, you know, Dr. Schaub, what are some of the things we can begin to share with our listeners to help all of us really start to begin this transformation?
You know, we just talked in the break about how the transformation in Egypt is so inspirational. And we are talking not about the transformation only about the people that are journeying with us, but also the entire Egyptian people are right now going through an incredible empowerment. And we watched people just having this, shine in their eyes when they talk about what they were able to accomplish, when they talk about how they were able to free themselves from oppression and discard any kind of fear and simply stand up for what they believe in. And so they show that everybody has this power inside to make change. And, you know, just like in Egypt, it happened very quickly. It was almost like a ripple effect that turned into a tidal wave once it started. And everything that seemed impossible all of a sudden was possible. And then I think that's something that, you know, we can all learn from by realizing that we should never give up on our dreams. We should never give up on believing that there is within us the power to make a change, to transform. And one thing to get there, which I think is so powerful in Egypt, is the awareness of that which is you, which we call the inner temple. And this is what the meditation is going to be about. Because, you know, when we travel to Egypt, you're not only just going to the temples and, you know, seeing these amazing sights and, you know, just getting a sense of these powerful energies. You're really connecting also to your inner temple. And I think it's incredibly important for each and every one of us to spend time to examine what that means, to examine what is inside of me that I have either kept dormant or that I was too afraid to show or too afraid to speak up for. And, you know, when people at our last circle spoke about their transformation on this journey, they said they felt that they came in a fragmented state. That was kind of the gist of most of what people shared, which was interesting, and that they're leaving in a much greater wholeness. And just beginning for each and every one of the listeners to find out, what are my fragments? Where do I feel that there is a part of me that I haven't really fully accepted, or a part of my history that I still feel is like a weight on me that I haven't really fully healed or brought back into a wholeness? That already in itself is a very empowering step, because you're taking initiative and you're taking responsibility for your wholeness and to really come to your own. And, you know, that in itself, I think, is when you're spending, you know, 17 days in Egypt, can make a big difference, because you are looking at those things, you're spending time with it, you are having focus on it, and you know, often just by the mere awareness, the healing already starts.
You know, this is really a, you know, a very incredible time for us to take these energies and implement it into a day-to-day life. Danielle, tell us, you know, what has been most successful for you?
Well, what's coming to me right now is the energy of love, and that high frequency vibration of pure love, that I think that Egypt is such a beautiful place to tap into. And part of the meditation that we're going to be working with, which is with the Temple of Philae, which is dedicated to the goddess Isis, the goddess of love, the goddess of magic, the midwife who pulled together, as Friedemann was talking about, all the fragments of Osiris, and through her love created that wholeness. So I think for me, what has been the most successful during these times is really giving myself permission to be me full on, and also to tap into that energy of love, which also is including all aspects, that inclusion. I think that's a really important key for people to consider at this time, is that the acceleration is bringing up everything. Nothing's hidden anymore. And so to have that energy of love be that which includes everything gives some kind of a glue and a fluidity and a consistency to the accelerated times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of the things we love about the Egyptians, or just being in Egypt, that it is so easy to open your heart there. You know, you cannot really love when your heart is closed. So, you know, the first prerequisite is to be willing to let your heart become more open. And and Egypt really allows you to do this, you know, partially because there is so much beauty to appreciate, but also because the people are incredibly joyful, and they're just, you know, there is so much connection from the heart. You, people look at you. They're not just, you know, shying away from this connection. They don't feel afraid to tell you that they love you. And they bring an openness to the heart through laughter and humor and joy. And I think that's all these kind of things that we all know how to do, but we don't necessarily spend time with it. So another part of, you know, the teachings of Egypt that I would love to share is, you know, taking the opportunity today to see where and how can I open my heart a little bit more, whether it's that just appreciation or laughter or sharing with somebody that you really care for them.
Well, we're going to do that when we come back, because when we come back, you're going to experience a transformative meditation, everyone. We'll be right back.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Do you miss the sunshine? Sun Sauna brings the sunshine to you. Our exclusive patented technology brings Arizona sun to your home every day. Only Sun Sauna can raise the sun without its harmful rays by combining full spectrum light and infrared heat. Reduce pain, relieve depression, and sleep better, all without taking a single pill. Sun Sauna is affordable and plugs into a regular outlet. Have a sunny day every day. Visit sunsauna.com. That's sunsauna.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
This is a journey to the temple of Isis on Philae, and it's a journey to your inner temple. Just take a few moments to let your eyes fall closed and take a few slow breaths in and out. And imagine for a moment that you can connect to your heart, focusing on your heart, breathing into your heart, slow and deep, and imagine that your heart has a doorway that leads you to your roots, that leads you back to ancient Egypt. Follow that doorway and find yourself on a little sailboat, floating down the Nile, floating to that island of Philae. And as you're anchoring your sailboat at that island, and step out of this sailboat. Isis is waiting for you.
And from your heart to the heart of Isis, greet her eye to eye, peer to peer, divine to divine. She is the goddess of love, of magic, of midwifing, and embrace this energy of this sacred site by walking with her into the temple. And with each step, feel the energy of love moving into your feet, the energy of love moving into your ankles. As you move further into the temple with Isis by your side, feel the energy of love in your shins and your knees and your thighs and your pelvis, your abdomen, your back. Feeling the energy of love in your heart and visualizing yourself standing within the heart of the temple, within the inner sanctuary of the temple, the Holy of Holies, feeling this love being poured into your throat and your head and your arms and your hands, vibrating with this love, allowing this love to accelerate your vibration, to gently include all of you. To include all of you and to catalyze the core essence of your remembering. Feeling yourself remember more of your inner temple. Your inner light. And with Isis and your higher self, feel yourself coming into a greater resonance of wholeness.
And just allow yourself to stay in this place of your heart and basking in this energy of your essence. Take a moment to simply sense and feel some of the qualities of this essence, the essence of who you are. You may find compassion, you may find a great sense of joy. Your essence may have an incredible amount of creativity and love. Just allow yourself to feel this essence and let this essence expand, expand and expand, expanding its way from this Holy of Holies at the Temple of Isis, through this gateway of your heart, back into this present moment, letting this essence begin to expand from your heart out across your chest, out across your abdomen. Let this light of your essence completely become you. And then take a deep breath in to hold this energy. Exhale. And in a few moments, simply bring yourself back into a more conscious state. Take to complete one more deep breath in. And with great appreciation for this time, for this experience, for this essence, for Isis, Exhale. Welcome back. Great. So this was just a little tiny experience of some of the work we do in the temples, and can really also show you, and this is what's so beautiful about Danielle's book and her CDs, that you can tap into the energies and the magic of Egypt from the comfort of your own home. You can really connect to something that seems so natural and so easy to do. So it's just a part of us. And no matter if you can join us to go to Egypt on our next tour, which will happen in September of 2012, you can find out more about it at our website. It's Egypt is Calling, in one word, egyptiscalling.com. And if you have any questions, you can call us at 866-903-6463. And we are happy to answer any questions you may have or help you to decide to have your own transformative journey to Egypt.
Mm. Oh, I want to thank you both for joining us here today. And it's amazing. It's always wonderful to have you both on. Danielle, I want to ask you to remind everyone about the call tonight. And then I want to ask you what your personal message is, Danielle, for folks about Egypt.
Yeah, so Manifestation Mastery, New Prosperity Paradigm, free teleseminar at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. They can email me at team@divinetransmissions.com to get the information about the call. And my personal message is to really invite everyone to be who they are unapologetically, and full on. Now is really the time for everyone to step into our own brilliance that's been there. And that has been a consistent thing that's come to me in my meditations that will support this transition with ease and grace. It's just each person resonating with their authentic gifts and essence and talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both for joining us today on the show. What a great and powerful message. Thank you, Freedom. And what would be your message for our listeners? And again, thank you so much.
Well, I feel that we have to just recognize, just like the Egyptians were recognizing, that every person is equally important. And every voice counts right now in this incredibly transformative time that we are living in. So never underestimate your value and your power, but really realize that you are as important as the person next to you.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Benny, thank you for another phenomenal job. And for all of you out there, if you've missed any part of this, go to drpatlive.com. Have a fabulous day, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.